Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. on calbanyan.com, where we talk about hypnosis, etc. But 99% of the time, we're talking about hypnosis. And you know what? If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video down there, we have additional content in the form of text, links, and graphics that just make this whole program much more valuable. And we've gone way past 300 episodes now. So please tell your hypno friends all about this. You hypnosis trainers out there, hey, after you've trained your students, plug them into this program, and we can continue to add nuggets every week. Gosh, I was just thinking, you know, 300, they could almost watch a video almost every day of the year. And I wonder how many days in the year there are if you take the weekends off. Somebody calculate that and let me know. And then what you could do, you could watch probably a video Monday through Friday every day of the year for a whole year. And then the next year, there'll even be more. And gosh, you can refresh by starting over with number one. All right. Well, I am so glad to have, you saw her last week, she's back this week. We have Brenda Titus. I'll tell you what, she is so good on video that she once did a video for another, so we say counseling program, and she was so good, she put everybody else to shame that contributed, and they had to shoot the whole damn thing all over again, except for her. Let me tell you about her. I'd love to see her face right now while I'm talking, because she kind of told me that on the sly. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology and criminal justice, and a master's degree in criminology. So we have more than just beauty, we have brains here, and she's worked at the Crisis Counseling Center, and gosh, she's a newish, not Jewish. She might be Jewish, I don't know, but I'm talking about newish hypnotherapist at our center. She's talking about how to go from classroom to seeing clients, and I'm really excited to have her here. She's delightful, and she's especially valuable in class, where she goes around during the practice sessions and coaches everybody. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. I just definitely learned a lesson about careful what you say in the hallways around Cal Banyan. But thanks, that definitely made me laugh. You can take a look at the video later.
You didn't tell me not to share. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, and everywhere now.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you, Cal, for having me. I definitely want to introduce you all to Cal Banyan. He is a hypnotherapist here in Tustin, California. He established the Banyan Hypnosis Center about 15, 16 years ago, started back in the Midwest, and thankfully came out to beautiful Southern California and has been here ever since, actually quite a few years now with the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California. He brought us the five-path system of hypnosis and hypnotherapy, which I know is definitely been an amazing process for me to learn and really be able to bring my clients through, as well as the seventh path self-hypnosis system, which again has just been such an amazing journey to see myself, my fellow students, my clients all really learn and grow through utilizing that self-hypnosis as well. So I definitely consider him a mentor, obviously my instructor, and somebody who definitely makes me laugh, and that's Cal Banyan. Thank you for having me back, Cal.
So excited to have you back. So tell them what I'd like you to do now, if you don't mind, is to tell them the topic and then do a real quick run through of the five keys you've covered so far.
All right. Well, Cal asked me to come in today and talk about the 10 keys to going from classroom to clients. And as I shared last week, that's definitely a topic that's very near and dear to my heart, because it's something that I did very, very quickly. I was very fortunate that when I graduated with my class in July, I actually started seeing clients only about 2 weeks later. Just kind of happened, everything fell into place. When things are the way that they're supposed to be, they just happen very quickly, and I was very fortunate. So what we've done today is kind of bring to, or this week, we're doing the 10 keys. We did the first five last week, so I'm just going to review those real quick for you. First is give yourself plenty of time to prepare for your first session. So not scheduling something today for tomorrow, giving yourself a little bit of time in advance to be sure you're really ready. Second is giving yourself plenty of time to actually have the session. So booking yourself at least 2, maybe even 2.5 or 3 hours for each first session, especially as you're new, to really be sure that you've got enough time to get all the paperwork, preparation, pre-talk, all of those things out of the way. Three, taking advantage of all of the resources that are available to you so that you can really prepare for your sessions as well as that ongoing education. So utilizing these podcasts, forums, message boards, all of those things. Number four was study, study, study. So see, it's kind of similar to three. Number four is that important. So you're studying, you're taking all of your materials and reviewing everything all over again constantly. Number five, being self-motivated and being a self-starter. As I say, I'm my own boss now, so everything, I got to do it. It's my job, and I love it. It's not a job anymore. I love it that much. But I know that every day I get up, and I'm up very early, whether I'm in seeing clients in session or not, because I know that every hour that I'm putting into it, I'm going to become that much better. So I'm ready for number six. Are you ready for that, Cal?
I'm breathless. If I bit my nails, I'd bite my nails. I'm so excited. Let's go.
All right, number six. Oh, so important. Prepare for each phase as it comes. So I'm obviously talking specifically for Five Path, where we're really, you know, we have specific phases that we're going through. But I think that regardless of what you're doing, that's so important. Don't worry about what you're going to do in session three when you still have to do session one. Don't overthink it. Know that, you know, so many times people will ask on our message boards, well, I am seeing a client for nail biting, Cal. Maybe we should talk about that a little bit more. So I'm seeing somebody come in for nail biting. What should I do? And the answer should always be do Five Path. You know, you've got your session one to do some direct suggestion, but really, then you're going to sit down and it's all going to play out for you. But don't worry about what you're going to do on session two until you get through session one. You need to meet this person, develop some rapport. I was fortunate, like I said, because I started so quickly and I really had to get my all my, you know, outlines together and everything. Is that all of my clients for the my first month, they were all in the same phase at the same time. So I'd have the first week, I was really doing that preparation, getting people ready. Then my second week, everybody was doing age regression. So I could really get that, you know, get prepared to really understand how to do it, what to do, get my outlines and my binders together, and so forth, so that by the end of the month, I had a whole week that all I did was forgiveness sessions. By now, I'm not able to do that quite as much, but you know, I've got someone. I think tomorrow I'm doing, you know, a first session, a fourth session, a third session, and you know, you don't always get to do that. But when you're starting, really book your clients so that you just focus on this session now. Deal with next week.
Sounds excellent. So one of the things I'm thinking about is, you know, getting started right away. I mean, Maureen, when she first started, she went 1 week after the end of course, boom, she was seeing clients. You, 2 weeks, boom. And the advantage of that is that it keeps your enthusiasm and your motivation high, but it also gives you less time to forget what you learned. Isn't that right?
Definitely, yes. Yes, Maureen and I were kind of comparing notes as we were getting ready, so I definitely agree with that.
Also, and I'm writing some stuff down here, so they see me looking at my pen and stuff. I think I forgot what I was doing. See, I was writing down, now I remember what it was. Work on what you are doing now. And so for you guys out there that are not Five Pathers, that means work on what you expect that you're going to be doing in your next sessions. Don't, you know, if you've got like one of the big challenges out there, if you're not a Five Pather, is you might have a whole bunch of things that you do. You might do visualization and direct suggestion, age regression, parts work, and, you know, a gazillion different things, and perhaps not in any particular order. But you have to think about, okay, what am I going to be doing with, you know, client John Doe this week, and really just hammer that down, get that under control. and if you don't necessarily have phases to go through, focus on what you got to know now. Isn't that what you're saying?
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm saying. Don't worry about next week. It's kind of, you know, what we try to instill in our clients too about stress is don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about what you're going to do today, you know, and that's definitely... I needed to follow my own advice on that yesterday, I have to say. It actually helped me prepare for the podcast as well, because I was definitely thinking, I was overthinking everything, you know, and I think just focus on that, you know, that client right now, what are we going to do today? And I think that will just help you leaps and bounds.
Well, with the podcast, I just confirmed with you like yesterday or the day before that we were going to do it. And at that time, we thought we were going to do it next week. Start doing them, but it wound up being the next day.
Exactly. Well, and I'm actually, even just with my clients, all of a sudden, I was so worried about what I was going to do, and it was like, well, but I'm going to do forgiveness. What? There's nothing more to think about. So I just started overthinking it too much yesterday. It was just a Monday.
Cool. Let's do seven.
All right. Number seven. This is a Brendaism, I guess, is that I really believe in really using a great confidence boosting script on your session one. And I'm sure a lot of people, that's definitely a big goal for them. And I found that for myself on session one, my very first session, that lifted my spirits so enormously, because what happens when you're delivering scripts, especially direct suggestion types of scripts, and especially, like I said, confidence ones, your voice is rebounding back at you. And so it's, you know, it's going towards the client, but you're also feeling that. So as you're reading it and preparing for it, and then as you're delivering it with that passion that you have to help your client, you're getting that back a little bit too. And I have to say, I did that, you know, with my first session, and I always have something that's really good and feels really good, which I really believe in on that first session. But I also know how much that helped me on my first session, because I was freaked out. Maureen and Cal were away at the conference or the convention, and it was just me and Danny and Jim that were here. And I thought, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I felt so amazing afterwards. And I think a lot of it was just picking a really good script that it made me feel good. So I know it made the client feel good too.
Very cool. I don't have anything to add to that.
All right, we'll move on to number eight. The next one that I have is keeping up with your seventh path self-hypnosis or some other meditation practice. And specifically for this is really as you're preparing, first taking some time for yourself, because this work can be very intense. So as you're preparing, and I've said you're going to be self-starting, you're going to be working your behind off that, you know, to prepare, taking that time to turn inwards and really be sure you're in a good place. But I also really think it was very helpful for me as I was preparing that I did a lot of visualization of picturing myself being successful with my first client, especially my first client, but that whole series of first clients. And I still do it a lot where I'll just kind of center myself and really picture myself helping that person and both of us being successful in the session.
You know, I gotta really say that that's such an important thing. And viewers, if you go through a hypnosis class and they don't teach you, I mean, a certification course, how to hypnotize yourself and how to give yourself hypnotic suggestions, or, you know, do that sort of thing, I'd complain. I'd say, you know what? I need to know this stuff, because I think that's one of the reasons, a significant part of the reason why our grads are so successful is they all learn our form of self-hypnosis, seven-path self-hypnosis, which really is like the first antivirus software for the human mind. It goes in there, finds out the programs and thoughts and feelings that are causing you to not do what you really need to do to be successful, neutralizes them, and then you can program yourself for success. So, and still to this day, every morning, every night, without fail, I do self-hypnosis on myself. How about you, Brenda?
I do some form, not always seventh path, but I'm definitely doing something every day.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Number 9 is being self-reflective. So really stopping yourself afterwards and saying, okay, what did I do right? And unfortunately, sometimes what did I do wrong? Did I miss something? Did I skip something? I'm going to suggest, I know that one of the things that we do here is we do record our sessions here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. And I know we definitely recommend that for other people as well. Watch your videos. And I say that knowing that I haven't watched any of mine. But I will if I really feel like, okay, I got to figure it out. I can usually sit down and go, oh, I did this and I did that. Actually, yesterday I realized, oh my gosh, I completely skipped something. And I thought, oh, darn. But I figured it out and I realized it. So it's definitely something to consider. At the very least, stopping yourself and just saying, okay, what do I want to be sure I do next time? What did I miss this time? But I'm going to be sure I catch back, in the future. And like I said, also watching your videos as well is definitely helpful. One way or another, be in tune with being self-reflective. Anything to add, Cal?
I just want to totally agree with you. I remember back when I first got in this profession, I went full-time right away. And so, I had the time to dedicate to doing everything possible with regard to being as successful as I can. And from the very beginning, I video recorded my sessions. And I remember going to the first National Guild of Hypnotists convention. I participated in a workshop, not as a speaker, but as a participant. And people were going, wow, you're really good. How long have you been doing this? And I says, well, gosh, full-time professionally for about, July, August, and almost 3 months. And they go, wow. And a big part of that was when I got, in the beginning, you have more time than you have clients. And so you can use that time productively to go back and watch your videos, and two things happen. You see stuff that you did well, and that gives you confidence in doing that in the future. And there's things you said, boy, I wish I would have done that better. And so you can then, in your next session, do it better. And then real confidence comes from success, and so that can move you into a very confident way of doing what you do. All right. Are we ready to go on to Survey Said number 10?
Number 10. Survey Said number 10. Number 10 is just do it. You can do it. So Cal kind of alluded to this a little bit ago, but the thing is you just have to do it. L. Ron came and spoke to my class, and he I really liked what he said. He said, jump and the net will appear. And I definitely agree. You just have to do it. So step out, get a client, start doing the process, and just do it. And I think what that also shows is that you will develop that confidence in yourself, and that exudes to your clients, and they will want to work with you because you believe so much in what you're doing, and you're getting good at it, that they're going to come to you, and you're going to change lives. And isn't that exciting?
Yeah, you do. I've talked to people sometimes and they'll go, I'm going to get started as soon as I really know what I'm doing. I want to be really good before I get started. And I go, you can't be really good before you get started. Becoming really good happens after you get started. I want to think about, nobody learns to play golf or tennis or drive a car by reading a book. There has to be that day where you step into the real world and begin to implement as best you can, as prepared as you can, to begin to do the work. And that's where real confidence, that's where real expertise comes. It would be nice if we lived in a world where there was lots of internships and supervision available for hypnosis, but there just isn't. And so we are the pioneers. We're the ones that are the ones that have the courage to go out there, do the study, find the teachers, and then implement what we learn and grow from it. Hey, Brenda, I want to add a bonus one.
Excellent. Go for it, please.
Because I mentioned this in my class last week. And that is, what if there was something that didn't cost a penny that would have a huge impact on your ability to be successful? Would you be interested in knowing what that is?
I sure would, yes.
All right. I hope everybody else is interested. And it's called accountability partner. Now, I came into this business already having an accountability partner. Her name is Maureen Banyan, my wife. She came in as a partner in this business, and when I signed that 3-year lease, I knew that if I wasn't going to be successful, at the very least, I would never hear the end of it. And at the very worst, she might kick me in the butt while I'm asleep or something. But I knew that I had to be successful. Now, you don't have to marry someone to have an accountability partner. And you can have 2 or 3 accountability partners. And I certainly don't recommend that with wives, because they will gang up on you and you will lose. Oh, that's a different subject. But let me tell you, accountability partners, they're not the boss of you. This is the deal. You just find someone. Now, it'd be nice if it was someone from class or someone that is a hypnotherapist, but it's not required. And you just say, hey, I'd like to check in with you once a week and just report on how I'm doing. Each week I will tell you what I'm going to do. And then 1 week later, I tell you whether I did it or not, or how far along I am in the process. Now, that's amazing how powerful that is when you have that kind of accountability. And that's a huge reason why people who work at our center are so successful so fast, is because there's a built-in accountability. If you ask me, like, well, what do I do here? I go, well, what are you doing? And you better be doing what we do at our center. And so because you have that accountability, you focus on what needs to be focused upon. Now, if your accountability partner is like someone from your class, this is even better, because you can tell each other, okay, I'm going to do this week, and I'll call you a week from today, like Thursday, and I'll let you know how I'm doing. And I'll also let you know what I've learned from going from now until then. And if I learn anything, what the challenges are and how I've overcome it. And you do that for each other, and it can be a huge, huge benefit. How about that, Brenda?
Definitely. It was actually something that I thought about, and I didn't include in my 10 keys. So thank you. I definitely agree. That's definitely a bonus that should be there. So thank you for including that. Having an accountability partner is definitely helpful.
Okay, wrap it up.
All right. So there's our 10 keys for going from classroom to clients, and you guys can do it. Please let us know if you have questions, if there's a way that, especially, that I can support you in that. Please leave comments or questions, and I'd be happy to, help people. As you guys know, I'm new too, but I also am really passionate about helping people and supporting other people, because I really love this profession, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and so I want to do what I can to help other people along on their path as well.
Super, Brenda. Hey, I'm going to wrap it up too. And I just want to remind you guys, we are now still in the process. We're going to do a drawing for some really cool hypnosis cup. And you can qualify by being either a VIP, that's right up there, or you can be a fan of our webpage on facebook.com/hypnosisETC. We're going to draw from those that list of names and send you out a cup. So, doggone it. There you go. Also, I got a couple of things here. Hey, Brenda, they can leave you specific questions if they want down there in the comments area, right?
They sure can.
Cool. And I want to tell you guys something. From the bottom of my heart, I got to tell you that Meredith, L. Ron, Celeste, Brenda, and the other people who have been on this show, they do this just for you. They don't really benefit in any way. They don't get paid. They don't get rights to the program. Nothing. They get absolutely nothing, except that they know that they get to share something with the people who are in the profession that they love and that they want to build. So my hat's off to these people. Everyone that's contributed. All right. It's Cal Banyan. Visit our website to find out our schedule. We always have discounts for early registration. I want to see you in class. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.